So we'll start now with Mikra Megillah, the very beginning. So says Licha Shlomo, Ein yoti dechovas Mikra Megillah b'shmias ayide ram kol telephone chidoma. So you know what a ram kol is?
Ram kol.
The words sound ram, up, big, exalted, kol, voice, a microphone. Ram kol is something that makes your voice big, right? So he says, good morning. He says, you cannot use a microphone for Mikra Megillah, nor can you use it over the telephone. Could you imagine if...
Purim is not
there's no din of moksa on Purim, but if you could imagine... Everybody be staying at home, right? I'm going to call in for the Megillah reading. I'm going to go do, we'll Skype a Megillah reading. No good. So explains why not. In Aleph, l'fi she'eino shamea ko adam, you're not hearing a person's voice. A phone call, a microphone, is not actually a person's voice. Ella as kol hamachune, right? You're hearing the machine, right? Okay. In other words, it's not kol mamish. And this is a big yesod. Shlomo Zalman holds that you're not Yotze at all for this. There are, interesting enough, there are certain shuls which they do use a microphone. So what's the heter for that? So perhaps, based upon what Chacham Vad Yosef writes, that, in here you have a Baal Koris, his voice will be loud, it's going to carry. But imagine a shul with several hundred people, large shul, it's very difficult to hear. So they'll use a microphone, and the din is like this. Good morning. If you're close enough to hear the Megillah without the microphone, right? So the microphone just helped a little bit. So those people who are standing close enough, they could hear the Megillah reading. That's fine. Those people would be Yotze, according to Chacham Vad Yosef. But those who are so far away, they could not have heard the Baal Koreh, then they would not be Yotze, because the microphone is what's enabling them to hear. It's not hearing the voice, they're hearing the microphone. That's his name. Shlomo Zalman Rohrbach is more
they would not be Yotze anyway, the people in the back.
Right, they would. Correct. But not Yotze with the microphone either.
But here they think they're Yotze. At least if they know they can't hear, then they know they're not Yotze.
Okay. We'll see a cute story in a second about people not being Yotze at all. But you're right. According to the microphone, this is Shlomo Zalman's Pesach. The microphones for these mitzvahs
like
did not work.
Like the shul in Alexandria,
very good. They ask a kasha there, over there. You know, the mice is that. Good morning.
Good morning.
That they couldn't hear. They used to have to wave a flag, and everyone answered Amen. So, say 1 second. See here, you're answering Amen. You didn't hear the bracha. That's a different show. How that exactly worked, but you see what that you have to hear the voice. I lost my train of thought. I was about to say something else. Oh yeah, I was going to say about the Birkas Erisin. So suddenly, many times this will become, you'll have somebody, chuppah can be very big, and you have, let's say, somebody who doesn't have such a loud voice, and they get him up there, and he makes a bracha. The only way you're hearing that bracha is through the microphone, right? So according to Shlomo Zalman, you're not Yotze.
But if you could answer him in Alexandria, but just the flag being raised.
Right, how that works.
Then you should be able to answer.
Isn't there some kind of principle that if there's a bracha being said, you can answer it even if you don't hear it? I mean, I thought if you know that there's a bracha being said. It's different than being Yotze in a specific mitzvah, but for a bracha.
Yeah, right. It's a fine chilling. Maybe the difference between being Yotze a bracha versus saying Amen to a bracha.
I mean, you don't
right.
have to
but
be
here, but here, here. No, but here you got to be Yotze. You got to be Yotze Megillah. Right.
So it's different.
Right. So, okay.
So the Megillah is. Right.
So let me read you a story. Look at number one. It brings a beautiful story here. Rabbeinu me'az ha'isa bar mitzvah. The time that the Shlomo Zalman Aruch was bar mitzvah, ha'yakoras Megillah me imo harabonis tzivya aleha shalom. Right, he used to lay for his mother. She called Azneha Mishmo, so she was hard of hearing. His mother, he used to read it really, right? No, not one of these. sometimes people going around and they're doing a lot of readings. They did speed job, we call it. But he did it, correctly. Diktuk, right? The tamim, it's ametz likro bekol ram, right? Samach aleha kedei shetishma kolo below his datik mitle machshir hashmiya shemishtevel. Right.
That's a hearing aid. If you hear something with the hearing aid,
that's a whole problem. Right. Oh, so one. Ooh, he hit upon a sensitive subject. Shlomo Zalman Aruch has a lot of tshuvas on the hearing aid. Maybe Maybe we'll try to prepare a special shiur just on that inyan, because that's also connected to this. But on the other hand, the sensitivity of a posek. It's a great question. Yeah. I'd like to do those with you, but just to stay on task.
Come
bottle
to the goof maybe, so you
know. Okay, we can talk.
If that's the svar, I don't know. I mean, why you might be able
to... As far as about the hearing aid, we'll have to talk, because it's a delicate balancing. He's not going to compromise his halachic principles, but there's the tremendous sensitivity that Shlomo Zalman had was mamish unparalleled. Okay. V'sibra ben Rabbeinu, she ka'avur asoros shonim korahu esa megillah lefnei zikno. So he used to read it for many, many years in front of his grandmother. V'amar achakach le'aviv. So his grandson, the grandson said to Shlomo Zalman Rabach, his father, right? Cheshedom lo, it appeared to him, she'eine shamas kol teva v'teva. It seems like grandma is not hearing every single word, right? It's just so hard hearing. Right, and again, he's reading for, he's laying for, Amalo Rabbeinus of Shlomo Zalman said, Dolecho Abni, ki me olam lo olo al daiti, I never thought for a moment, shehi shomas ki halacha. I never thought that my mother was hearing it correctly. V'choma shasisi, everything I've been doing, lo haya el lefayiz daita lechavdo. I'm doing it just to ease her mind and to be mechavet her by reading it correctly first. But I realized because of this, because of the hard of hearing, she's not yotze. But he still was doing it for her. Unbelievable. Wow. That's what we're talking about, this idea of okay. Let's go on. Beis yochid hakorei b'megillah shemiyot tevosecha chaseros be'emtza lo yivarech. So if you're reading from the Megillah, you're stuck, b'diyev is the only one you have, and it's missing a few tevos in the middle of it, you should not make the bracha on this, right? Afagav the mitzad hasvara hayanira the cave and the kaimalam besimin tough reish tzadi siv gimel she'ena psula. Right, it's not possible. Mipnei shemegillah nikra is gam igeres, since the Megillah is called an igeres, a letter that has halachic significance as well. So it's not disqualified. Right? Mehechtesa neima. How do you say the aim of arkin aleh? Bein mitzvah, bein biyachid. So why don't you make a brach on it? Right? V'cheinir mistimas kol haposkim sham, and that would seem from all the stimas haposkim, they don't say it not that way. Mikol malkim, kein mevur b'shari Ephraim, the besider derech achayim. The Yochid would read from it, but would not make a brach on this. It's like it's almost a mimon of shach. If you could read from it, so make a bracha.
Maybe there's some that hold that you're not yotzei, and therefore you suffer, you don't make a bracha.
So he brings in the footnote three more discussion upon this that as to why that would be the din. And he has a whole discussion about the bottom, right? The Kitzos Shulchan Aruch, who brings the whole thing from the Shari Ephraim. Okay.
If you did lane from it, then later you get a better Megillah. Is you lane again?
That's a good question. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But he says you are Yotze, so probably you would not have to, right? Okay, there's a whole brisker of about to hit a miss with an esrog. Okay, but one second. Let's stay on target. We'll do one more. Gimel. Noshim. Hashemot. Shalim is kriyas megillah atzman. Women who are hearing by themselves. Meaning it's a women's laning. Mivarech es achas mehen habrachos. One of the women makes the brachos. Motzia es. She's going to be motzia es. Chevro seha. All her chevro. All the other women. Meaning a woman making the brachos on behalf of the other ladies. Dalid. What's this come from? Woman should not be motzi others because it's embarrassing, right? It's not proper. No, that's only if a woman's going to be motzi other men. But for women to make a for other women, that's fine. A woman can make their own zimun. He brings the footnote if a man should answer that zimun or not. That's a discussion whether or not it's.
No, I
not.
Asked you about that some time ago.
What?
Remember?
Right. It's for you. It's halach lamaisa, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure if we resolved it. Maybe we should read the footnote.
Okay. The footnote says no. It says he's by tzarachin, right? Im onim anoshim al zimun, right? Odiom ode isbe mishum pritzus, right? That's inappropriate. But for a father, would that be an issue? Because he brings also a woman can make kiddush for her family, but should not make kiddush for a woman out. That's mishnah. Woman could make kiddush for her. We had this someone that was not feeling well. It was just him and his wife. So yeah, told his wife should make kiddush that night.
He had laryngitis. He couldn't.
Ella shagam basora dinam ki gimel. Right, maybe when you have 10 women, it's only considered 3. She'en mizamnos b'shem. Shouldn't you say m'shem Hashem? If al koponim achas mevarchas tachulan, you see clearly one woman can make a bracha for others. So who adin the shar brachas? Same thing for other things. V'chein nohag le'inyan kiddush. One woman can make kiddush. V'chein nira dahadin im ha. I'm not sure who's that. Oh, Gromi Yechiel Michal Tuchinsky, that's all. Right, that's the Roshi Davis. Shekos Beluach Eretz Yisrael, the Shapir Matzia Noshim Rabos Yidei Chavosan. So a woman can do that. There's a whole discussion about there's a Behag to discuss in this as well, but Lemaisa, that's the Psak of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick it up. We're not going to have tomorrow because it's...
Chodesh.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Friday.
All right, we'll have to... Next time we'll continue. Hold on. Shkoyach, everybody.